This is Nicole.
And this is Monica.
And we're two fangirls who like to talk about media and knit. This is our podcast, While We Were Knitting. This month, we decided to watch The Cutting Edge, a 1992 rom-com about a figure skater who has lost her partner for various reasons, and a former hockey player who was injured while playing in the Olympics and could no longer play hockey anymore. So he's been scouted to be the replacement partner for this figure skater. Oh, it was 90 minutes long, which is real nice. You've got to love a tight little 90-minute rom-com. This month, I knit a set of mitts, not really using any particular pattern, just making it up.
And I knit the pressed flowers cowl by Amy Christophers, yes. But I ended up also switching to a hat of unnamed pattern.
So, Monica, I had watched, I want to say like the first 15 minutes of this at some point or another, and then didn't end up watching the rest of this. Had you ever seen this movie before?
Nope, had never seen it, had never heard of it.
Oh,
So
okay.
this is all very much an adventure. It was also very funny for me because when I should have anticipated it because, like all of these pairing do things together, etc. movies all have sequels upon sequels, but
Oh,
I was
yeah.
so shocked when I looked it up on our streaming service and there are like five of them.
Oh, yeah. They were like, this did well, and let's see if we can get it to do another thing. And it's like, I see why you thought that you could do it, but to me, at least, a lot of the reason this movie works is because the two leads have incredible chemistry.
I guess we can talk about
We can talk about that. Okay, so my
that.
personal favorite thing is when two people are like, I'm so into you and I am furious about it. I am outraged and unhappy and so upset about how into you I am. And I'm like clawing the walls about it. And both of these people, especially Kate, the figure skater, was so upset at how into Doug she was. And I was like, yeah, this is the stuff I like, put into my veins.
I really enjoyed their banter. I actually really enjoyed their relationship and how pissed off they were at each other and how much they were also always like wanging across each other. And I did, surprisingly, I did really enjoy that because enemies lovers, not my thing at all, but I did enjoy it. That said, I bought them being into each other and I bought them being enemies and I bought them being friends. I did not buy the way they ended up together, if that makes sense.
I feel like they needed to get to a place where the skating wasn't an impediment to their relationship, but like an enhancement where they could like trust each other on ice and be true partners before they could be true romantic partners. Because one of the things that I actually think that the movie didn't do a great job addressing, it like kind of mentioned it, but like doesn't get into it in a way that I was like, no, this is clearly a big deal, is the way that both Kate's father and her former coach clearly were like pushing her into ice skating as like a for them, not like necessarily for her, but very much for themselves. And to me, she had to find a place where she was like, I'm doing this because I get something out of it. It makes me happy. Like, I thrive on this before she could get to the place where they could be romantic partners reasonably. Because there was that scene where they both go out and she's actively throwing herself at him, like real hardcore. And he's just like, oh, you're not do like, first of all, you're wasted off your mind. But like, secondly, he's like, oh, you're not doing good. Like, this is not a time that it would be good for us to get involved. And then they have to overcome what she feels is his rejection of her. And it's like, he's also very clearly into you. It's just that you are going through some things.
No, I agree. Considering that it was the 90s, I saw that scene coming. I was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh no, they're totally gonna have drunk sex and then it's
Yeah.
all gonna be bad. They didn't.
I
He was a
know.
totally decent dude about it. He was like, nah, man, we're not, no,
Yeah.
thank you. You are plastered. You are not in a good place. We are not doing this. I was like, dude,
1992?
totally. 1992. You're an actual decent
Yeah.
dude.
I mean, the thing was, it wasn't that just she was plastered, it was he was relatively sober. Like, It was they were definitely unequally plastered because they've both been very drunk, had been like, okay, drunk people making equally bad
Making
decisions.
drunk
And I'm like,
decisions. Yeah. Yeah.
nope, one person is quite clearly significantly drunker than the other in this. It was also kind of weird because I remember looking at the beginning of the movie, I'm like, is this an adult? She like looks very
She
young.
does look very young, but like as an ice skater, I can buy that though.
Yeah, she was actually the actress was actually 24 when this 23, 24 when
Oh, there
this
you
movie was
go.
shot. Yeah,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is how old Kate is presumably supposed to
Yeah,
be.
yeah.
And I was like, that's wild. You look approximately 12.
Yeah,
So,
yes.
but yeah, it did make
But
it.
yeah, I was like, as a skater, I can, yeah, you know, the whole like the whole gymnastics, stunting of growth, et cetera, like high level performance athletes thing, especially since this was the Olympics that she was competing in, you know. Yeah, I one thing I know this is a weird thing to appreciate, but I totally did enjoy that he wasn't like a super hot dude. Or at least I didn't think so.
He was like a very,
He
I would
was a
say he's an
very ordinary
attractive,
dude. Yeah.
average-looking man.
Yeah. He was an attractive, average-looking dude. He wasn't like some heartthrob, though clearly he had women throwing themselves at him everywhere he went. And you know, it was also very clear that he very much came like they were coming from similar backgrounds, you know, from opposite ends. He came very clearly from a hockey family. His brother runs a hockey bar, like a hockey sports bar. And he was clearly having trouble letting go of that dream. But unlike her, he seemed to love skating and love the sport and love like all of that for itself. You know, there's that whole scene where that picture where he's like lying down on the ice, sniffing the ice because he loves the smell of ice so much. And she just doesn't get it because for her, there is no love to this sport. She is excellent at it. She is fantastic at it. She has like dedicated her life to it. And in a way, she hates it, you know? Yeah. But I did not actually expect the movie to go into that much depth about it, much less go into the idea that no, actually, she sabotaged herself at the Olympics. Yeah.
No. For me, that was a weird, kind of a weird note where I was like, I understand why, like, she needs to unbend a little bit, but I was like, it is kind of weird that she had to unbend in a way that Doug didn't. And I was like, I would have liked to see both of them have to let go of their pride a little bit. And that's what I think what we're supposed to get when Doug at the end has buttoned his shirt all the way up. But I'm like, that's
Oh,
such a minor thing. Yeah. No, I totally did. He was like looking at her like, I've buttoned my shirt all the way up. And she's like in the middle of freaking out and does not notice. And I'm like, I understand how you missed this, but he is trying. He's not like, that's not a big thing to give up, but he is trying.
I was a little surprised when he went back and his family thought he was in the Merchant Marine. Oh my God. All this time he's like sequestered away in this mansion in God knows where.
Greenwich,
Like, I
Connecticut.
think.
They actually flashed the
Oh,
scene
that's
and I was
right.
that's where I was born. So I was like, oh, we're in Greenwich. It tracks that she has that makes sense for both the time period and the amount of money that you're implying her father has.
Right. It's like bonkers. But when he goes back and he's like, no, you know what? Like, I'm awesome at this and I actually really like it. There was no, his only angst was figuring out how the hell to do these moves. He had absolutely zero angst about the ice skating, you
I
know?
think he had angst at the beginning, and that's why he like told his brother, I'm going to the Merchant Marines,
Merchant Marines,
being like,
yeah.
oh yeah, I'm going to ice skating, or like telling him, at some point before that. But I think eventually he got to the point where he was like, no, this is something I like and it's fun and it makes me happy. So
Yeah.
yeah. But it was like for 1992, there was definitely some interesting choices that they made that I was like, wow, this is better than I thought it might be. Like I did find the part where because you and I were talking about skating outfits a while ago for something else, and Hughes was wearing that like
Oh
sparkly
my God, the
underwear.
sparkly horror. It was really bad.
It was really bad, but I was like, I don't know. I kind of liked it better than the big baggy button up. I don't know. I was like, this is so boring. We talked about the two flavors of like men's ice skating uniforms, which is like kind of unfortunate and like deeply boring and inoffensive. And I'm like, you have landed in boring and inoffensive, but it's so boring that it has gone through that and actually become offensive to me. I'm like, you look like you're a waiter.
I thought that they were going to be skating in their final, rather than like the things they actually wore. I thought that they were going to be skating in the finals in those like black outfits in racing with like red racing stripes that they were practicing on. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then they actually showed up. I'm like, oh, I'm not into the whole like super decorated outfit thing, but yeah, they ended up in a not great place as far as costumes went. I know you like the enemies to lovers, but honestly, this is a weird thing to say, but I could have totally used more ice skating. Like, I really just wanted there to be more skating because the skating that we got was not only was it little snippets, it was like little snippets of like their faces or like a moment of her flying through the air. I wanted to actually see a goddamn skating routine like from beginning to
So
end. Come on.
funny. That's so funny. No, the funny thing is, well, obviously they both had body doubles. So like when they were actually showing the jumps and stuff, they'd be like, oh, it's mysteriously dark and you
Dark.
can't see their face. And it's like, okay, I understand the fact that you're telling me, like, not you're not telling me, but I understand what you're doing here is that you're having body doubles. So I thought that was very funny.
I did think it was very funny that, you know, a lot of these, you know, a lot in a lot of these, there's always the big competition, you know, the and they always have like their opponent, their serious opponent.
Sure.
But in the, I can't remember, number one, I can't remember what the names of their opponents are. And number two, they barely showed the opponents skating either.
It's like, we don't actually care about that. We care about the love story between these two people. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, because that's what matters is the love story. Like, yes, we are doing the Olympics twice. Once when they first have their, like, not actually meet cute, but like kind of mean cute. Like, they don't remember
They're
each
meet
other.
ugly. Yeah, no. And I appreciate that they don't remember each other actually. They're like, whatever. That was not the important meeting.
No. And then the second Olympics, where they're going together and they're skating together. And that was really, like, to me, it's also very funny that they were like, yeah, go big or go home. We're not doing nationals, we're doing the Olympics. And I'm like,
I know. These two this random dude who has never skated before is all of a sudden qualifying for the nationals. I mean, I'm like, okay, sure.
sure. I think in the movie, they are supposed to be doing training for like 18 months. But like, obviously, the way they cut time doesn't, like, it's hard to, like, kind of, I think, grasp that until they, like, told you, like, yeah, they've been training for a solid amount of time.
I did appreciate that they didn't like try and pretend, oh yes, he's miraculously got this good in 6 months. No, 2 years. 2 years, they
Years.
said. Yeah, that they were skating together. 2 years he was sequestered in this house with this woman and
Oh
this insane family. I was like, wait, seriously? I mean, this is bordering on Stockholm syndrome.
yeah. Well, there's that one point where he goes to Boston to, like, and the
For a
implication is to,
hookup,
like, yeah, for a hookup, and she's so pissed off,
she's
and I'm
so
like,
pissed off.
yes. And he, like, violently hates her fiance. Like,
Is her fiance? Yeah, I mean, her fiance was very strong in as far as
yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
he was never meant to be. He was never meant to be actually important competition.
Absolutely not. Well, have I told you the phrase that my friends group uses for, like, characters like that? The Josh, where you're like, oh, this is not the end game. I was like, Josh is just there to be an impediment. Like, I don't need to know anything about this. Does not need to have any character depth. It's like, oh, he's gone to, like, fancy schools and he works at a fancy office.
In
That's all you
London.
know. And he's bought her a fancy diamond ring for their engagement, but he doesn't understand her the way that Doug does.
And the whole, oh yeah, no, take off your ring while we're skating. It's cutting my hand. I'm like,
Sure.
all right. Sure,
Sure.
dude.
Yeah. That's the problem you have with that ring. Yeah. And then she's like flipping out in the hotel room with what's his with the Josh, who's, again, name I'm not remembering and I don't care about.
Hale, I
And he's
think.
like, you're in
Oh, it
love
is
with
Hale.
him. Yeah. And I was just like, Good for you. Good for you for picking that one up. I'm glad that you kind of clocked that because otherwise it's going to be embarrassing when she dumps you.
He clocked it from London. I
Yeah.
mean, this is a dude who does not live in the same country.
It's like, wow. Okay. They were also, I think, trying to do something about class where it's like she's obviously very upper class and like his family is very working class and he was working at like in construction when the his college scholarship fell through. So like they're, I think, trying to say something about that. I don't know if they like successfully did, but
No, I
they
think that one got drowned a little bit.
I was like,
They were trying to pack in so many themes. I think some of them just went flying off into the ether at some point.
I mean, the I did appreciate that it was a like a 90-minute movie. I love a 90-minute movie, and they did hit all the like important emotional beats for their primary romantic arc. So I was like, yeah, this is fine. I don't need you to like dot every I and cross every T.
No, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, though. I think I still would have enjoyed it more if it had not ended up romantic at the end. And I knew that was never going to happen.
No,
100%.
it's a
That is not
rom-com,
the this is a rom-com, this is not the genre. But
Monica.
like just once, I want there to be a like these two people clash, they're very close, etc., but they do not end up having to kiss at the end. Just once, I would
I think
like
that's the Mighty Ducks,
that
Monica. I think you're just describing the Mighty Ducks.
happen.
I think that's
So
the Mighty
yes, but
Ducks.
yes, but Mighty Ducks has no like, well, you can go queer places with the Mighty Ducks,
Yeah.
let's be honest
Yes.
here. But like a I would like a I would like one of these like sports genre like people two people who are very close physically because they're doing this art together thing, like with a heterosexual pair who do not have to end up in a sexual relationship at the end. It is never going to happen. This is
No,
not a thing that is ever going to happen.
no,
But I was like, maybe, may
no, no.
no.
Listen, those are two people who have been fundamentally crazed about each other, like since they laid eyes on each other in that rink in her thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, these are two people who are gonna end up together.
Oh no, I knew that from the
Oh
beginning. There
yeah.
was no way they weren't. It was
Oh
just
no.
sort of a matter of how and when.
Oh yeah, for sure, for
But
sure, for sure.
I really did enjoy the toe pick scene, and I totally understood. It took me, I when you sent me that text saying toe picks, I was like, yes, of course, toe picks. I did not actually understand what you were referring to until I watched
That
the
is, I think, the most famous scene of that movie. Like, I had seen that clip of that movie of like him forgetting that toe picks existed on figure skates as opposed to hockey skates. But yeah, it's fun how they're like, and everybody just falls all the time. And they're like, and it hurts. By the way, landing on ice hurts. So.
Like she crashes into the ice, he crashes into the ice. That scene where they were like where he had her playing hockey was one of the most adorable things.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed the scene where she's like, yeah, I can totally do this. And he's like, all right, come
And
on,
he's
girly.
just like, and you can't, in fact. Like, you know, obviously she was skating fine, but like she like couldn't score and she was so angry about it. And then she like took a slap shot to him and I was like, yeah, this is my kryptonite. But yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. I don't feel any need to watch any of the like 5 million sequels, but you know, I think it did exactly what it needed to do in the 90 minutes that it had.
Yes, I don't know that I would watch it again because a lot of the times in these sports or like exhibition movies, what I'm watching it for is because I really like those like dancing, skating, etc. sequences, and that was not a priority of this particular
No.
movie. But I did very much enjoy it, and I will think about things like like his family watching the Olympics from their sports bar, and they're all cheering him on, and I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, that actually turned out so cute.
Yes. Oh, we forgot to say, if you were going to knit one thing inspired by the movie, I was thinking about it. I would do a
Oh,
very 1990.
I was gonna do leg warmers,
Yeah, same.
100%. Her
Yeah,
skate warmers.
yeah,
Like I saw
yeah.
them, I was like, that is what I would knit.
Oh, 1000%. And it's also a very like 1990s, late 80s, early 90s, like leg warmers moment. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, that's what you knit for this movie is you knit a tube and maybe the tube has little jodhpurs to go over your skates or maybe it doesn't. But yeah, it's the fashions were definitely like we are in 1992.
Oh, very much. The hair, the fashions, the, especially the hair. The hair was definitely it. But like, yes, it was very much that era, and it very much dated itself, but in a way that was charming rather than horrifying.
I mean, this is something that I think people have mentioned or talked about a lot in like romance novels. That like, do you try to obscure what time frame that you're writing in, or do you like lean into it? And to me, I think a lot of the times, like leaning into it and going with like period specific details is the way, or even contemporary details is the way to go, because there are things that are going to be of that time period, even if it doesn't seem like it when that happens. So it's like you might as well lean in and be like, and this is the like pearl necklace with the like big poofy chignon and the like track suits and like giant, absolutely giant button-up shirt. Like genuinely, like that was the part where I was like, wow, okay, yeah, that was the 90s fit of what a men's dress shirt should look like is very different from 15 years later, 15 years and onward later, what we thought a men's dress shirt should fit like, because that was huge on him.
Did your knitting project work well with the movie?
Yes, it was literally just knitting in the round on DPNs. I think maybe some ribbing at the very end, but yeah, it was very simple, so it was very good. And I mean, it wasn't, I know that you would have liked more ice skating, but it's not like a complex movie, but I did want to like see what was going on the screen. So that worked well for me to just have something pretty simple.
That's why I ended up changing, because I was referring to my pattern and to my knitting more often than I wanted to. Because even when they weren't like doing skate exhibitions, they're often skating, and I just like to watch those kinds of things. The parts I didn't care about were like when they were actually at their parties and such. So I had two projects. I had one that was a simple knit in the round, and then I had my pressed flower. I kept switching back and forth.
No, I think the thing about my favorite part about the party, and the only part that I remember about the various parties, is like when they're doing all the kissing at the New Year's party to be like, Happy New Year. And there's that one still, and I was like, oh, that's the cover. That's the cover where they're looking at each other as the New Year's fireworks go off. And she's like glaring at all the girls that he's kissing. And I'm just like, you hate again how much you are into him, and he hates how much she's into her. And I'm like, yeah, that's all I want. That's all I want, really, is two people to be like, I'm so into you and I'm so mad about it.
That is definitely your vibe.
It is. It really is. So tragic. You know, sometimes you just have to be like, and this is who I am, and these are
No, one
narrative choices.
very, very fair.
Well, next month, there, I assume there's going to be a love story in Dune 2, kind of, maybe. I don't know. We'll
I
find
guess
out.
it will be an adventure. I guess we will
Oh my gosh.
see.
We'll find out. But we're going to watch the second part of Dune in theaters. So we'll also find out if I have gotten any better at knitting in movie theaters, which, as you might remember from last summer, was a little bit of a challenge. But we'll see. We'll see what happens, and we'll see if I figure out how to do that. And we'll also see the Dune 2 movie and see what they kept and see what they changed up for the big screen. Yeah, people keep being like, and then this happened. I'm like, right. Yeah, that's in the book. You're acting like this is an insane thing you couldn't have seen coming. And it is wild. I'll give you that. It's wild. But if you read the book, the self-aware fetus is in the book.
Quite.
So I don't know. But I'm looking forward to that. And we will talk to you guys next month. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.